This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
For today's business spotlight, we're headed to Castlebar in County Mayo to talk spuds. A simple idea that's turned into a big hit locally. Spud Hut Castlebar is serving up baked potatoes loaded with toppings every weekend. It's run by James and Connell, who took a classic comfort food and turned it into a business. They're with us now to chat about how it started, what it costs to get going, and why spud businesses seem to be popping up everywhere. Lads, thank you very much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. First off, how did the two of you come up with the idea for Spud Hut?
So the idea came in July of last year. I was actually in London on my placement, and we were on the phone there one night, and Con said it's me, just about how
it's very popular in England, and we said, look, I can see a gap here in Mayo for it, and even in Ireland.
I think everyone was aware of Spudman and Spud Bros over in England, but there wasn't really, from what we could see, there was no one really doing it here. So I said, yeah, I'll do that. So my placement was supposed to be 6 months from the end of May until Christmas, but I decided then I'd come home for the second half and to be closer to home so that we could start working on this. So it all started maybe July when the idea came about, and we didn't fully get going properly on it until maybe September when I moved home, and we just took from there, really.
Did either of you have experience in the food world or the business world before starting Spud Hut?
I was a chef for a while when I was a bit younger. I was chefing for about a year and a half, so I have a good background with catering and that type of environment of food. I think
to be honest, both of us, you were just asking there about the business side, we both had that business mindset, I suppose, for a while, because like, I remember when we were 15, you know, going around, we were making the Christmas wreaths and you know the Yule logs with holly and stuff, and I swear, well, we went down, we literally went door to door around Castlebar trying to sell them. And
we've always been at something, and we've always wanted to do something for ourselves, so this was kind of the opportunity for us to, I suppose,
you know, do something legit and make it, you know, make a proper business of it.
It sounds like it's taken off very well for you as well. How did you decide on a menu and toppings? Because really, like, spud with toppings as a concept is, there can be a lot in that. Like, how do you narrow it down into what people's favourites might be?
Well, you know, something like, obviously the main, like a lot of people, everyone knows beans and cheese. When I was in London then for the rest of the summer, I kind of took my time then to go around to these different spud vans and, you know, pop-up places and to see what their menus are like. So we kind of based off that, what we thought people would like. And we were also had to base it basically off what meats we could get. So with our trailer, like everything, all our meats are pre-cooked. So everything is being bought pre-cooked. So therefore we can get chicken pre-cooked, pulled pork pre-cooked. And it's a matter then of heating it up and doing your sauce and having it nice like that. So that's what we were doing it off. And there's a local supplier here beside us. So it's kind of, it just made sense for you to go what we had, just the pulled pork, chicken curry and the beans and cheese.
Yeah. We're trying to expand on our menu as well, just at the moment. So we got the use of a HSC kitchen. So like the weekend just gone, we've done a homemade chili con carne, which was a great hit, I think. And we've done a couple of other recipes as well, like a chicken chorizo bechamel. We're trying to maybe add something new to the menu every week. But I think people are liking it so far.
Like, we are limited as well in terms of space. The trailer is only as big as it is, so we've bought a third Bain-Marie, but you know, like, we can't have endless amount of things because size wise you just couldn't fit everything in. So for the moment it's about, you know, three options. If we can try and push a fourth one, we'd like to get there.
I imagine it's one of those things that those challenges, they happen at the beginning while you're finding your feet, really. What were the biggest challenges that you faced, particularly in the early days? I suppose sorting equipment, supplies, the expense of it all and all of that.
The main challenge really was actually finding the time to get the jobs done. So like, we were both working full time. I was at home, I was on placement in Monaghan's, the car garage. And in fairness, then they were very easy with me, like, having to run into town and stuff to do jobs, Conal was down on a building site.
Yeah, I've been doing construction for the last couple of years, so
his hands were tied really there. So yeah, like I was going into town getting, you know, into the bank and stuff. But even then, when you're going in on your break, they're also on their break. So it's trying to, during the week, trying to get those jobs done was probably the biggest challenge, I would say, out of everything. Everything else has been fairly smooth so far, but setting up, yeah, it takes longer than you anticipate, for sure. 100%.
Definitely, yeah.
Sorting out the agenda of it all like that. I suppose that's something I wouldn't even think of. When you're on your lunch break doing bits, everybody else is on their lunch break being off as well. So yeah, I can imagine. There is a lot of these businesses popping up that are in trailers like yours at the minute, particularly since COVID. Why do you think that they've become so popular compared to the brick and mortar that people would have really associated with these type of businesses before?
I think it's because the portable side of it, like you can bring it anywhere you like.
Your location independent, yeah. Really, like, do you know what I mean? So for a cafe, particularly in town, you have to try and draw crowds in, and they have to find park and everything, which obviously there's, you know, there's plenty of car parks in Casper or wherever else, but you're in that one position and you're hoping people will come into you, whereas like for ourselves now, particularly in the summer, hopefully we won't just be in Casper, we'll be around the place and we'll be able to go to where the crowd is as opposed to the crowd coming to us. So it's just easier. And I think as well, from a business point of view, you've got less overheads. You know, you don't have, obviously, like everywhere you go, you need a permit, fair enough. You're going to have power, like you're generating and stuff. But once like everything is paid off, you don't have the wage bill. Like there's only two of us, so we don't have those wage bills. We don't have the rates, the electricity, which is what really kind of, it's a killer for
a lot of
cafes, really, you know? So I think that's why people are going towards the trailers. It's just a lot less stressful, I think.
Yeah, I can understand your point there as well as about there being maybe less involved in the overhead of it all. How useful has social media been in promoting the business as well?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been, to be honest, everyone has been so supportive. Like everyone's sharing, commenting, liking. It's been great support throughout the town. People just, in general, we're just blown away with the support. Like,
it's, yeah, I think people are just, they're happy to see two young lads giving it a go. I think that's a big side of it as well. And obviously, like, we know, you know, half the town, to be honest. So, like, everyone has come down and said hello. And social media, like, looking at some of the views, like, I know, in fairness, to like, bigger pages of our views probably mean nothing, but, like, there's a video, I think, on nearly 70,000 views, which is, like, I think that's mental. Like, I think that's, like, how, like, you know, but I'm sure that'll only, we'll look back maybe in a year's time and be like, she's, like, that's not much ourselves. Like, but social media has definitely been a massive factor, because like we've had people come in from around Mayo, which we can't believe. You know, people will actually go to the effort of getting off the couch and coming all the way into Casper to try something off us, which is like phenomenal. Like, you know, so
there's nothing like the Mayo spirit. Do you know what I mean? As a Mayo myself, we're looking out for each other the whole time. You speak there about the 70,000 views, which is incredible. And I know you mentioned maybe this time next year you might be going, oh, you know, that wasn't nearly as much as you have now. What are the next steps for you guys? I know you're open Saturdays and Sundays at the minute. Are you planning on expanding?
That was much the plan.
Yeah, well, Fridays and Saturdays on Market Square, see, is what they're the days you're allowed to trade on Market Square. So like I'm currently still in college, which means we couldn't really do midweek anyway. But like going forward, I mean, in the summertime now, we'll definitely be
looking to expand
around the county. And
there's a couple of festivals, a couple of gigs that people have inquired and booked us in. So we're definitely going to be around the county over the summer a lot.
And we'll see how things go. I mean, like, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves or anything, you know, but if we could, like, I don't think I'd even want to come off Market Square. It's been so good so far. Like, so we'll see, like, if that means a second trailer or something to go to an event as well or whatever. You know, see how it goes.
See how it goes, yeah.
Take it as it comes and all of that. If there's someone listening this evening to your story and might be interested in opening something that's food-based of their own, what advice would you give them from people that have been there and done that now?
Well, I suppose we're still in the process of doing it. We're constantly learning. Every time we take the trailer out, it's a learning experience. But like, I think just keeping it simple, having a plan, sticking to it, and just following through, I think is really...
Yeah, I think that, yeah. Don't, like, they're, like, I'd say we were even saying to ourselves there, well, we didn't say to ourselves, but we kind of admitted it there recently, that we were both kind of thinking at the beginning, like, what are we actually doing here? Do you know? So it's, don't, you know, I think what we're doing is certainly a two-man job. You can't do even more. Yeah. We're getting help, you know, our family, which has been fantastic, but you couldn't do it on your own. Like, you can't. So having a plan and having a bit of a time frame to it, and I think
having each other as well. We're both driven, like, and we can both rely on each other, you know.
Yeah, and when you are feeling like, oh, geez, I don't know about this, but that's only in the beginning. I think once you actually get out and have your first, like, the first day we did was like a nightmare. We were going to pull the plug altogether. The oven decided to burn every potato in it. I swear, like, it was just so stressful. Yeah. But we managed, we pulled through it, and then we had a great Christmas market the other 3 days, and then we've been on Market Square the weekends. We've done 4 weekends now, so, like, we, you know, it's all of a sudden, within space of like not less than 2 months, we feel like, God,
it's turned around.
It's all looking up. So if you're starting off, stick with it, you know, like anything, just stick with it.
When the challenges come up, just push on through. Like, we had each other to push on when we were feeling motivated, so yeah.
Well, it looks like it's worked out really well for you. Where can we find you on social media if people are interested in paying you a visit?
Oh, Spud Hut Castlebar, SPUDHUT Castlebar.
Ingenious name, to be fair. I'd love it.
Yeah, well, do you know what? Yeah, it's that's Spud Hut Castlebar on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So,
well, lads,
if anyone's interested, yeah,
give us a follow. Thank
you
so much for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat, the Business Spotlight, and best of luck. I'll have to pop down and have a spud myself at some stage, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks,
Ben,
for having us on.
Thank you.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.